Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Former NFL offensive lineman, now at Sirius XM NFL Radio. The Ross Tucker podcast as well. Ross Tucker is with us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Ross, it's almost here. The draft is finally almost upon us, at least. Are you ready?
I know, man. I just got here to Dallas. I just hopped in a cab. I'm heading downtown to my hotel. I'm fired up.
Who cabs anymore? Don't we Uber everywhere, Ross?
Well, here's the issue at airports is that sometimes...
Okay, some airports are funny about that.
It takes like 5 to 10 minutes to get there. And I don't really feel like waiting that long, and I'm reimbursing the expense anyway.
Oh. So then you're like,
I'm a very important person with very important things to do, like going on 92-3.
That's right.
There you go. Expense account makes it. There's a vehicle in front of me. I'm getting inside it.
Get in. Let's go. Hey, Ross. Obviously, we've spent a ton of time talking quarterbacks, so let's start there. We just had Chris Sims on with us last hour, and he told us he likes Josh Allen the most. He personally is my least favorite of the five. I like Josh Rosen the most. Dustin,
I like Baker, but
I think they should draft Sam Darnold.
I think Darnold should be the pick. I go against myself because I think Baker is my favorite guy. But for the Browns, I think Darnold should be the pick.
And then we were just discussing Lamar Jackson.
Oh, so we're all over the place.
We've covered all five guys, Ross. What say you? What should the Browns do?
Yeah, I mean, to me, it's Darnold, and it's by a lot. I have concerns with all of the guys, but I have the least amount of concerns with Darnold. I was just so impressed by how he played right from the start as a redshirt freshman. And then even last year, they didn't have nearly as much around him as USC normally does. And he gutted out some pretty impressive wins. Really only played like a year and a half, year and three quarters, whatever. And I guess I'm also probably a little biased just having met him at the U.S. Army Bowl when he was a senior in high school.
Mm-hmm.
He was just so impressive, guys. I mean, you're talking about a guy that in 10th grade played wide receiver and linebacker and averaged like 20 points a game in hoops. He's not like one of these guys that's been going to a quarterback guru since he was in 5th grade. I mean, USC had already had a commitment for over a year in his class from the number one kid in the country. Darnold just went to USC's camp just to go to it, was like, I'm going to come here and that kid's going to transfer. And even the other school he thought about, there's a Southern California kid who was going out to Duke to work with David Cutcliffe, who works with Peyton and Eli Manning. He just gets it. And, you know, look, I've talked to you guys about it before. We can go through the other guys. I have major concerns about all of the other guys, and I just wouldn't be able to sleep real well at night if I draft him with the number one overall pick.
How could the Browns pass on Darnold? That's the thing I can't get over, and I don't understand why there would. And I've heard that they like Allen and Mayfield, and I'm like, well, I hope it. I'm okay with Mayfield. Allen's got a. Well, listen,
I'm not okay with Allen.
They both have flaws, I guess I should say. Darnold to me checks the most boxes, and for him to not be the pick is just I'd be shocked. I'd be shocked if he's not the pick.
So my question is at this point, are they really sitting in a room still talking about?
I don't know.
Seems hard to believe.
Yeah, I don't believe that. And so, you know, my current working theory is that maybe the NFL told them they'd help them out schedule wise or give them a small percentage of the revenue if they keep this debate going until Thursday night.
Yeah.
I mean, how could you possibly still be having that conversation? There's no way John Dorsey doesn't know who he wants to take with the number one overall pick. I get the Josh Allen stuff, but he's too slow to process in my mind. I don't care what he does on the chalkboard. It's different when you're out there and the dudes can hit you. It's just different. I've seen too many videos, too many examples where he sees a guy is coming and doesn't get rid of the ball as fast as he should. Some of his throws are amazing, but you know, some of Christian Hackenberg's throws at Penn State were amazing too. You know, I'm just not doing that.
Yeah. We're talking with Ross Tucker, Ross Tucker podcast, former NFL offensive lineman. He's in Dallas for the draft on Thursday night, or at least it starts Thursday night. Ross, let's talk about the fourth pick a little bit, because Dustin and I really want the Browns to take Bradley Chubb, assuming he's there. Saquon Barkley's gotten a lot of conversation as well. There's also a lot of talk about maybe the Browns trading down from four with Buffalo or maybe Arizona or somebody, Miami, who knows. What do you think is the best course of action for the Browns at four?
Yes, that's a tough one for me. You guys know I live in central Pennsylvania. I watch every snap Penn State plays because I do some Penn State stuff. And, I mean, he's like the most gifted guy I think they've ever had. He and LeVar Arrington and Courtney Brown, which is a name I probably shouldn't say to you guys, but those guys are just – he's just a cut above anything I've ever seen. It's unbelievable. And their offensive line was not great last year, and he still would get big plays. Like, they had to throw him the ball or put him on kickoff returns just so he could get some space and then take it to the house. That said, I would take Chubb as well. I just think that guy is so consistent, so solid. And the most important thing you need to do in the NFL is have a guy that can throw the ball and then affect the other team's guy to throw the ball. And to be able to have Chubb and Myles Garrett together for several years, just getting after it, going after opposing quarterbacks, is really valuable. And there's going to be some guys that you can get, whether it's Nick Chubb, although that would be crazy confusing, or, you know, Michelle or Geis or somebody else, I think would also be very effective. You put him in with Carlos Hyde and Duke Johnson, I don't think running back's going to be a problem, and I think defensive end is going to be a strength.
Yeah, I'm excited about Chubb. I called one of his games earlier this year, Ross, and I was like blown away. I've never seen a player be so impactful, so dominant against one team, especially on the defensive side. So I'm with you there. My concern is, you know, will the Giants, you know, potentially throw a monkey wrench in things and take Chubb at two? If that happens and the Browns are sort of on the outside looking in.
Well, it's certainly possible. There hasn't really been a whole lot of smoke in that regard.
Yeah.
It seems to me like if you look at his history, that would be much more the Dave Gettleman move, especially after they just traded Jason Pierre-Paul. You know, he believes in big people. He believes in winning up front. So I feel like, at least by that portion of it, that Chubb would be more of the Gettleman pick than Barkley would. But honestly, I really wouldn't sweat it that much. I mean, if the Giants took Chubb at two, then you take Barkley, it's kind of out of your hands. And, I mean, that guy is a special, special player that for Tyrod this year, and then whenever your number one pick quarterback plays, he'll really be able to have a nice weapon to lean on. And we've seen the impact that those guys have had, like Zeke had with Dak Prescott, like Todd Gurley had with Jared Goff. I mean, those guys can be extremely valuable for the pressure they take off of young quarterbacks.
We're talking with Ross Tucker, former NFL offensive lineman, SiriusXM NFL Radio. Ross, you know, it's been a good offseason for the Browns. They've made some good additions. They've made a lot of moves. The only negative from the offseason is the unfortunate retirement of Joe Thomas, which is a devastating loss. They do not have an answer at left tackle. Apparently, Sean Coleman's going to get the first crack. He was a terrible right tackle last year. So it certainly seems like it's a position they'll address in the draft. You played the offensive line. So I think if the Browns trade down from four, maybe they take an offensive lineman mid-first round, or if not, could be with one of those early second-round picks. Who's a guy either mid-first round or early second round that could be the potential replacement for Joe Thomas?
So mid-first round, if they trade down, I think you're going to get Mike McGlinchey from Notre Dame. I love that guy. I did the Notre Dame Blue Gold game a couple years ago. He just looks like he looks like everything you want in a left tackle. He kind of reminds me of a former teammate I had with the Redskins, and that's John Jansen. You know, just the way he goes about it. John played double-digit years in the NFL. But there's some other guys I think are pretty good, too. I mean, I studied the offensive tackles. I like the Crosby kid from Oregon. I think he has a chance to be pretty good. And you might even be able to get him later in round two or round three. I think Orlando Brown is going to be fine. I mean, the guy is gigantic, crazy long arms, and he knows what he's doing. I mean, I don't really care that much about the combine. I watched him play against Oklahoma State. He knows what he's doing. I've talked to him on the phone a couple times when he's come on my radio show. He's an impressive young man. I don't really care about, you know, his 40 time. He got up to the second level just fine at Oklahoma State, and, you know, you really want him to be there and be the pass protector on that side. He's a guy that you might be able to get for real value given the, how bad his combine workout was.
There's, I saw John Middlecoff out in the Bay Area, who former NFL scout, talk to some NFL people and say that after McGlinchey, there's a pretty big drop off. Do you think it's as big as he's saying from McGlinchey to everybody else?
Yeah, so to me, I kind of look at McGlinchey and then the rest of the offensive tackles like I personally look at the quarterbacks. You know, I think it's Darnold by a decent amount in my mind. And I think an offensive tackle, it's McGlinchey by a decent amount.
Yeah.
The other guys, like Crosby's pass protection's a little iffy, and they ran it so much, that offense, Oregon. Then you get to a guy like Orlando Brown, who you feel pretty good about, I do, but there's still some concerns there about weight issues. Is he athletic enough? So I think McGlinchey's a decent amount better, but I still think those other guys are fine. Just like a quarterback, I think Darnold's a decent amount better, but there are certainly good things to be said about Mayfield and Rosen and the other guys. You know, it really just comes down to all these things, guys, risk tolerance, right? So there's less risk in McGlinchey and less risk in Darnold in my mind, which is why they're the safer picks. They're the guys I feel better about and I would select. But that doesn't mean that the other quarterbacks or the other offensive tackles won't end up being really good players, if not even better than the other guys. There's just more risk in picking them now for the reasons I mentioned.
Ross, you know, I mentioned the good offseason for the Browns. I'm curious your take because we haven't spoken to you in a little bit. You know, we both thought it was a great move to get Tyrod Taylor because it creates some at least short-term stability at the position, which the franchise has not had. Love the Jarvis Landry move, and they've locked him up to a long-term deal. Dustin was concerned about why do it now as opposed to waiting during the season and some of the other moves. What do you think about what they've done with these things?
Yeah, I was a little surprised they paid Landry as much as they did and did it now before they saw if he was a fit. But then the flip side of me is like, you know, before they saw he was a fit for what? Hugh Jackson's offense? I still think there's a pretty good chance Hugh Jackson won't even be there next year.
Yes.
So are you waiting to see if he's a good fit in Hugh Jackson's offense? So I can see that part of it. I love getting Tyrod. I mean, you guys know me. I would take Darnold 1. I would take Chubb 4 if it plays out the way I think it would. But I would entertain other scenarios. I'm usually never like this, but I think you can make an argument for taking like a Chubb at 1 and a Barkley at 4 or a player like that if you feel like, look, we already have a top 20 playoff quarterback in Tyrod Taylor. Let's just get the best team around him. I don't think they're going to do that. I wouldn't do that.
No.
But I think that's worth having a conversation. And the other one I think is worth having a conversation on, too. You know, we get Darnold at 1. We haven't had a legit franchise quarterback, a top 15 guy who could be here for 15 years since Bernie Kosar in the 80s. Should we consider taking a quarterback at 1 and 1 at 4? I know nobody likes that, but man, you greatly increase your chances of finally solving by far the most important position.
Yeah, the whole two quarterback thing is, I mean, you bring up some good points, and I think you can have a conversation about it, but I think ultimately we end up back at the same point of saying we got to take a quarterback at 1 and then go best player available at 4. The total Tyrod thing to me, Ross, seems like, hey, let's bring stability to the position. Let's try and win some games this year. Change that culture, that losing attitude. You know, Tyrod's a pretty good quarterback. I don't know if his upside is any higher than it was in Buffalo. Like, maybe people think that it is. If it is, great. Then we'll just deal with that after the fact. But, I mean, for this team, I think they just got to win some games this year, Ross, and try to get this thing back on track.
I wouldn't be shocked if it ends up being kind of a Derek Anderson, Brady Quinn situation, to be honest with you.
Really?
I think if Gordon's healthy and can play like Josh Gordon can play, I think Tyrod Taylor is gonna play extremely well. And then you're going to be having that constant debate of should we bench him, should he keep him? I don't know if they'll get to 10-6, but he might play well enough that it's hard to bench him. I mean, you look at what he had in Buffalo. Are you kidding me? With the guys he had around him in Buffalo the last couple years, and yet he still won a bunch of games. You know, his touchdown interception ratio is awesome. The critique is that he doesn't – first of all, he's got a great deep ball, too. People forget about that. The critique is he doesn't always pull the trigger when he should, when guys are there. Okay, you know, guess what? There's some other quarterbacks that don't either, and in my mind, he makes up for that rushing for 500 yards and, like, 5 touchdowns a year. 500 yards. You know how many first downs that is a season? So, okay, so there are times where he doesn't throw the ball to a guy for a first down. He didn't have a Jarvis Landry, by the way, to do that in the slot. And maybe he makes up for it, in my mind, by running for the first down. I've been a big fan. I always, always have.
Hey, Ross, before we let you go, which quarterback in this draft, their arm most resembles ballcannon.com?
I'm going to go, well, it's a combination because that thing can really crank up and be like Josh Allen. But I would probably go with Rosen because it's silky smooth. It's very accurate. Actually, that's a bad example because Rosen gets hurt all the time and the ball cannon will never malfunction. It'll never break down. I'm going to go Baker Mayfield, except the ball cannon is not cocky. You know what I mean? I mean, it knows it's good, but it's not cocky like that. So I'll go Baker Mayfield just because of the accuracy, the repetitive accuracy. So how about this guy? I think a fifth NFL team just bought one. The Bills just bought one. So think about, look at the versatility. So my 4 and 6 year olds play with the ball cannon with me, and a fifth NFL team, the Bills, just bought one as well. It's kind of crazy.
How many ball cannons do you have at the house, Ross?
Just one. Just one. I bought three. One I gave to my nephew. One I gave to my buddy who hooked me up with some serious Penn State passes for the opening weekend that I needed. That's like the only time I can actually go to a game and tailgate. Oh, I went to the blue-white game Saturday. I don't even have to go to the stands. I just go to tailgate. That's what I'm there for.
Ballcannon.com.
You know?
Yeah.
Ballcannon.com.
Check it out.
By the way, I saw a couple of ball cannons at the tailgate. People were tailgating
what?
With
nice.
Them, so
the ball cannon was at the tailgate?
Taking over the world, dude.
Oh, my
ball
God.
Cannon's taking over the world. Some people listening still haven't checked out the videos over at ballcannon.com.
I'm watching the videos. I'm on the website right now. Literally watching
the
videos.
You keep saying you got to get one.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for Ross
absolutely.
To send me one.
It's Darnold, guys. You're both wrong. It's Darnold. It should be Darnold. They're going to make the right pick. Relax.
All right. Ross, we'll wait.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks.
Have fun in Dallas, buddy.
See you guys.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!